time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone. Another glorious Wednesday. Well, the sun isn't shining here in New York, but it's still a glorious, glorious day. I am so excited about today's show, Sex, Relationships, and the Bedroom. And I've got to tell you, I love the research I did this weekend. It was spectacular. You know, no one really wants to talk about their sex life. It's so personal. However, if you're not being satisfied, or if you're ready to make a change, you've come to the right place. Are you feeling that the spark is gone? There's something missing in your relationship, but you're not quite sure what it is? Many of us in long-term marriages and relationships feel the chemistry has just fizzled down through the years. It's only normal, especially with life's challenges, busy schedules, family responsibilities, and our jobs. But if you're ready to reactivate the fun, flirty, and sexy side of your relationship, here we go. But I'm going to ask you, what does your bedroom look like? I want you all to just think about that. If you're not in it right now, take a peek and look around. Is it a reflection of your marriage? In other words, does it feel cluttered? Like there's so much going on? Do you feel overwhelmed by all the stuff and piles that you just don't know where to start? Has your bedroom morphed from being a romantic, intimate room to a storage space, an office, or even a place that your kids are starting to hang out? Well, if you've answered yes, yes, and yes to these questions, it's time for you to not only declutter your relationship, but reignite the flame in your bedroom. I'm so excited about today's show. Joining me just in a few minutes is Carolyn Evans. She's author of 40 Beads, fabulous book. She's going to provide us all with tips on how to breathe new life into our marital and sex relationship. We'll also talk about her book and the simple, sexy secrets for transforming your marriage. Carolyn is proof her method works from her own personal experience. Also here is Dr. Shannon Chavitz, who is a licensed clinical psychologist, specifically a sex and relationship therapist, and Carly Olson, who is an interior and graphic designer. They're both pairing up to write a how-to book for couples living together with topics such as creating a bedroom space for better sexual intimacy. So I'm really excited about having them on later on in the show. But, you know, first I need to talk a little bit of clutter. As I mentioned last week, the bedroom is your sanctuary. It's the place where you retreat after a long day. Of all the rooms in the house, this should be the one free of distractions. It should be clear of clutter, no papers, no laundry, no piles of stuff. If you want to feel sexy and be able to be intimate, you really just have to clean it up. You know, feng shui experts who are so big on the bedroom, these are some of the things that they say. They say, you know, we could view our home environment as a reflection of who we are. They say that our external world mirrors our internal world. And when we start to clear out our external world of things that no longer serve us, we can undergo a powerful change internally. We shift energy and create space for new things to come into our lives. If our homes are filled with clutter and unnecessary items, you'll most likely feel disorganized. You're going to be lacking energy and focus. you literally won't be able to see past the junk in your homes. And internally, you may struggle to create new perspectives on or opportunities and really feel stuck. Of course, the more clutter you have in your life, the more the negative energy that you create for yourself, whether it's on the romantic front or on the professional front. Clutter usually, hugely affects our lives in a negative manner. For feng shui experts, they consider that clutter in the bedroom is something that needs to be front and center and changed almost immediately. Relationships grow inside bedrooms, and so the bedroom is considered to be the center of a romantic relationship. Clutter here can have several effects like sleeping disorders, lack of focus, etc. But when you and your partner feel tired or feel like you don't just have the time to do anything, your relationship really isn't going in the direction that it should be. In a cluttered bedroom, negative energy exists. If you're single, you might find it difficult to start a new relationship, as the negative energy present in your bedroom does not allow for you to move forward. Removing the clutter out of your bedroom is the best way to remove negative energy from the environment and give some room for positive flow. Sex just doesn't seem... Sex seems less passionate in a messy bedroom that's filled with piles of clothes and items that just never seem to get put away. The bedroom is the one place where marital fidelity is most intimate. It should be a place where love and romance are cultivated, encouraged, and celebrated. It's the one room that you and your partner can and should enjoy the relationship that was created for you. So the first thing you need to do is I want you to just look around your bedroom. What does it look like to you right now? Are there piles everywhere? Does it just feel like it's in disarray? And next, I want you to switch gears, and I want you to start to visualize what you would like that space to look like. Maybe you want to change the sheets. Maybe you want to put up some new curtains. Maybe you want to paint the walls. I'm sure that feels so much better, doesn't it? But the first thing that we must do is we must get rid of the clutter. So I want you to start looking at the things that really don't belong there. Anything that doesn't have to do with the bedroom and your relationship, maybe you should put them someplace else. If it's the laundry, put it in the laundry area. If it's stuff that belongs to your children and projects, well, put them in their rooms, or perhaps store them or get rid of them. You know, I always say to start small. So let's just start maybe with your nightstand, because that's a very small little place that's doable. And if it's cluttered, it should take you no time to clear it up. In fact, in my book, The Home Organizing Workbook, there's a small page on your nightstand where I give you tips on how you can clear it. What you like to keep at your bedside will determine what type of nightstand is best for you, obviously, or how you want to reorganize an existing nightstand. So I'm just going to give you a couple of tips and ideas and solutions for outfitting the perfect nightstand. For copious amounts of books and magazines, you might need a nightstand with shelves. If you keep pills and medications at your bedside, you might need a nightstand that has a drawer so that you could put them in. The top of your nightstand should be reserved for a reading light and maybe some essential items such as tissues or a pen and pad or maybe a glass of water. Anything like earrings or your watch or glasses or contact lenses can be put in a small dish, maybe on that nightstand or perhaps inside the drawer. As much as possible, keep the items on top of your nightstand as a minimum. You don't want clutter to be what you see when you go to bed in the evening and again when you wake up in the morning. So let's remember that one thought. So all of you out there, start clearing the clutter. I guarantee once you start to remove the clutter from that bedroom, you are going to see a difference in your relationship. And what I want you also to do is I want you to visualize that. What do you want to see change in your relationship? See that out there and make it happen. Anyway, I see that Carolyn is here. I'm so, so excited. One second. We're going to take a 30-second break, and I'm going to come back with Carolyn.
Each week, you hear Meryl Starr give some great tips to getting organized on her radio show. But how can you find out more about Meryl and possibly use her organization services to your advantage? Visit MerylStarr.com. Meryl provides consultation to help you organize your personal space, your workspace, and your life space. Appointments are available by phone or by Skype. You can schedule your session at MerylStarr.com. Also, find out information about Meryl's books, available through Amazon. You need to get organized. Visit MerylStarr.com today.
Well, if you've just joined us, this is Meryl Starr, and you're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. And the topic for today is sex, your relationships, and the bedroom. And I'm here with Carolyn Evans. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Meryl. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm kind of a little bit blissed out this morning. My husband let me sleep in and just put the eye bag on my face and said, just sleep. I'm still a little bit on Bangkok time. Even though I've been back over a week, it's just kind of Asia. I've got Asia brains.
I know. I heard that. My mom actually traveled there, and she said it really takes weeks to get you back into your own self. I heard
it
that.
Really,
yeah.
I keep thinking, today's the day. But really, Meryl, today is the day. I am back. I'm back today.
No worries. No worries, girlfriend. I've got to tell you, when I saw you on the doctors, I think, what were you on the doctor, like 3 weeks ago? Something like that. I said, I have got to have this woman on my show because I fell in love with you immediately. You're so adorable.
Thank you.
And so thank you so much for waking up early and for being here. And I really appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thanks for, I'm glad that you saw it and found me. And that show has helped so many thousands of couples, the adorable couple that was on with me that have had so many troubles with their sexuality, with their sexual relationship since she had that early miscarriage. I mean, not the early menopause, and the beads have really helped, been so helpful for them.
Yes.
And it gave a lot of couples a lot of hope, I think.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Well, I'm going to start out with my experience because, of course, you sent me the book, and I love it. I read it in 24 hours.
Oh,
and
great.
It was such a fast read. You can't put it down.
You're so sweet. I do hear that a lot. I love hearing that.
It's so great. It's so real. And I want you to go through the whole thing and tell your whole story. But first, so I got the book and marked it up, read it, totally enjoyed it. And then I didn't have time to get the beads. So I went over to Joann Fabrics, and I picked out, and I bought some beads. I don't know if you have them down south, but, you know, it's like a craft store.
We do. That's what I tell women. I'm like, you don't have to buy the beads from me. Make your own.
I know. But I do have to say, the beads with the packaging and the bowl and the, you know, it's gorgeous. And
I think it's a sweet little gift.
It is. I think it's an awesome gift. I really do. And I encourage everybody to
get it. It's a gift for Father's Day, don't you think?
It's awesome. It's
better than a tie.
Totally better than a tie. Great for Father's Day. Great for your anniversary. Great for their birthday.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't have a chance, so I went over to Joann Fabrics. Beads were 40% off. I was in all my glory.
And, perfect.
And so I picked out these really great red beads. In fact, you know, the store, one of the workers in the store was there. They were putting beads on the shelf, and I'm like, well, should I get these? You know, I had some silver ones, and I was like, what do you think is sexier? And, of course, you know, the red was the sexiest bead. So I picked out three. I actually got three strings of beads and brought them home and washed them and, you know, put them in a really nice bowl. Put them in a nice bowl on the side of my partner's nightstand. And then I took another matching but smaller bowl and put it on my nightstand. And I put together this whole little note. And it's interesting because I'm not really one of the couples that are having issues in you know, in my sexual relationship with my partner. It's wonderful. But I figured, listen, I need to do research and I need to see what's, you know, what's going on here and what he's going to say.
Right.
So it's interesting because he read the note. And at first, you know, he was just like, I don't really need, I can get sex anytime I want. You know,
why do I need this?
Well, let me tell you something. By the end of the weekend, I had three beads dropped in my bowl.
See, they it's so funny. Some, you know, you get a man every now and then that's skeptical.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have a system if you have communication around your sex life and it's not a problem at all, then you really don't need the beads. But every now and then, you get the couple that could use the beads, but the husband's like, I don't know.
Yes.
Those are the husbands that when they finally, like, wrap their brain around it, go crazy. And it makes such an impact in the marriage or the relationship.
I think they're good for everybody. I think they're good for everybody. And that's why I did my research this weekend, because no matter what kind of relationship you're having, whether you're intimate and things are flowing and things are going well, or, you know, you're not and there's nothing there, what the beads do, they kick it up a notch. They make it fun. There's intrigue. There's interest. It's a game.
And I think it's a positive way to shake things up. Because
absolutely.
Think about it. There aren't that things when things get shaken up in your relationship, normally it's in a bad way.
Absolutely.
This is a good way to shake things up. So
Totally. And you know, statistically, it's like 12% are having sex at least 7 times a week. 21% have been reported to have sex 3 or 4 times a week. 35% are having sex once or twice a week, and 32% are only having sex a few times a month. So just a little, you know, information for all of us out there.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of it, but, you know, and the sad truth is, too, that really a third of relationships in the U.S., marriages in the U.S., are sexless, which means that they have sex less than 10 times a year.
Interesting. Think about it. And really, you know, it's so important for our relationships to be intimate in that way. I mean, it really is. But tell us your little love story. How did this whole thing come about?
Well, it's been 4 years ago now. Kind of crazy. The book came out 2 years ago. So it was 4 years ago. It was my husband's 40th birthday. It was fast approaching, and we were not getting along. And you know, we were sort of like ships passing in the night, and I couldn't think of anything good to give him for his birthday. And it was that big 40th birthday, so I was stressing out about it. But on a whim, I decided, you know, hell, I'll give him 40 straight days of sex, and he, you know, he'll love that. That's his favorite thing in the world anyway.
So great.
So he'll love that. And then I told him that, and he was excited, of course, but then he was like, well, what happens if, like, I pull a hamstring? Like, what happens to that day? Or if I get sick or go out of town, like, 40 straight is like, you know, do I miss those days? I was like, I don't know. And then, you know, I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I will be in the hospital, like, 40 straight days of sex. I'm just not built for that.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of a good thing. So instead of 40 straight days, I said, look, honey, I'm going to give you these beads. I just kind of arbitrarily picked beads. And I said, I gave them to him in a paper sack. He didn't get the beautiful presentation that men get now. And I'm going to put this bowl by my bed, which was like a soy sauce container or something, nothing special. But I said, look, whenever you're interested in this, just drop a bead into this bowl, which became a bead catcher, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really arbitrarily, I was like, you know, within 24 hours, you know, I'll be a sure thing. I didn't want to be like, you know, I didn't want it to be a sex on demand kind of thing. I wanted to give myself a little buffer of time.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so the 24, and it turns out that this 24-hour window is maybe the most important part of the method, because that's when the anticipation for both parties kicks in, which makes the method so magical. Right. Because,
yes.
You know, most women need some time to get up for getting down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that gives them time
to
do, you know, whatever you want to do, whether it's, you know, dig a nightie out of the back of your underwear drawer or shave your legs or get the kids to bed early, whatever that, you know, whatever you need to do. And also, you know, men, turns out, like, they think that they have to have it, like, when they want it right then. And, you know, that's true, but it actually is more satisfying for the man, too, if he can look forward to it. So it makes it, and what happens, you know, it's so interesting because I have thousands and thousands of stories, and they're all as different as the couples that tell them to me, but they all have a similar thread to them, too. And what I hear over and over is that, you know, when they begin to look together in the same direction during that 24-hour window, they're focused on each other and not the kids and the laundry and the job. They know that they're going to come together within 24 hours, and, you know, they become really playful and fun and laugh about the beads. They, you know, develop their little bead speak. So as your partner, as he's said, you know, been talking beads, or, you know, like, you know, that's just what people do over time. You know, I dropped a bead. Did you drop a bead? Yeah.
I know. It's great. It's really wonderful. I love it. I love the story. The book is great. And, you know, for some people, they're saying, you know, well, how do I know if these beads and this system is good for me? And you say in the book, you know, do you love your husband? Do you want to stay married to him? You know, do you have this sneaking suspicion that your relationship has the potential to be better than it is? Are you willing to incorporate changes in order to develop a better relationship? You know, do you find value in feeling emotionally connected to your husband? And all those questions are so great questions, because if you're answering yes, it's for you. Give it a try.
Right.
You have nothing to
lose. And I hear from women all the time, like, your story is my story. Like, I didn't want to admit that sex was a problem in my marriage because I had so many other things to deal with. I figured we were fine just kind of leaving it for a little while, like pushing it to the back burner. But the truth is, you just can't. I mean, most people, most relationships can't survive on autopilot in that way for very long before the wheels start to roll off.
So, it's true.
Yeah. So it's just
so
a
true.
Lot of fun.
It's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I love some of the things that you said in the book. Like, one woman snuck into her husband's office when he was at lunch one day, and she left the beads on his desk with a note that said, bring these home tonight. And it does add an element of intrigue. It's exciting.
Absolutely.
And that's the spark that we need to put back, you know, into our relationships. And the bead and the books really, you know, help us to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and then I love you have – go ahead, sorry.
No, it's true. I mean, and it's so interesting. You know, when I I wrote the book when I was 38. I'm 42 now, you know, and mm-hmm. I just kind of wrote it from my perspective at this point in my life,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
thinking, I'm speaking to women like me. Well, this method, I have heard from women that are 23 years old that have been married for 2 years or a year, and then I hear from women that have been married for 28 years, and this has just changed everything. So it's really, you know, sex is an issue at different stages of your life for different reasons. So, you know, it's just been amazing to me that this method that I developed completely by accident has been so helpful to so many couples at different stages of marriage and life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because,
yeah.
You know, it just when we come to terms with the fact that, you know, it's okay, that we all need a little help.
Of course we do. We all need, you know, help. And I love, you know, your little rules, you know, like from honor every bead to I bead for love. And,
the bead,
you know,
creed.
It's
That's
just,
right.
It really is a lot of fun. So I encourage everybody to pick up a copy of 40 Beads, because it really is great. And especially if you just want to, if you want to change your relationship, just give it, you know, just give it a try, because I think it works. I really do. I think it's great.
Thanks, girl.
Now, and I love the fact that you also have women out there that are becoming like beaters, and they're talking about it, and they're having, you know, they're having get-togethers. I think that's wonderful.
It's fun. I visit them via Skype, and mm-hmm. you know, it's funny because husbands don't have any problem taking care of the kids and feeding dinner and doing baths when their wives are going off to bead club. You know, book club, they might be like, "Oh, you got your book club
of
again."
Of course.
But no, you got your bead club. You should go. Go, honey.
Of course they want you to go, because you know they're seeing the benefit. They're benefiting from all this, and
exactly.
and that's what we want. And you know, it's a give and take in every relationship, and this
and
is
I think
something
as women that, as women, I think that we by default we kind of fall into this trap of complaining to each other and commiserating
mm-hmm.
about our relationships, and oh, he drives me crazy, he wants sex all the time, and
mm-hmm.
you know, bead clubs are about women supporting women and making, helping, you know, them make their marriage the best that they can be. So
yes.
It's not about complaining. It's just the opposite of that, and supporting and just being honest. Having it, you know, what women tell me at their bead clubs is they have second glass of wine conversations from the minute they show up.
Oh,
you
man.
Know,
I
they
think
get
that's
real.
Great.
That's
great. But, you know, I think that those groups are great because, of course, the topic is great. And when you get together with people, you're realizing that you're not alone. It's not just you
right.
that are having these issues. It's all your girlfriends. It's the people in the neighborhood. It's the, you know, it's the women that you're
exactly.
meeting. Everybody's having this, you know, these issues. It's not everybody, but there's a bunch of people out there. So why not get together and support it and work together and find out ways how you can improve that area of your life?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's probably the biggest reason why I wrote the book, because
mm-hmm.
I wanted people to know, you know, number one, they're not alone, that sex is a problem for most people at some point in their life. And here's a fun, you know, here's my story, here's my experience, and here's a fun way to attack the problem, because that's
yes.
what you have
and
to do.
Change
you
it
know
up.
All
yeah.
about that, don't you?
Absolutely.
With organizing, like, you can stare at a pile of
mm-hmm.
junk and
mm-hmm.
feel bad about it and walk around it, and or
mm-hmm.
you can attack it, right, Meryl?
Yes, and get rid of it. And the feeling
yeah,
is
get rid of the problem.
Unbelievable. Right, because the problem, no matter what problem it is clutter.
Right.
This problem, this issue in the bedroom is
mm-hmm.
clutter. It's
exactly.
something that's cluttering your relationship. So, yes, once we start to attack it, yes, and get rid of it, you start feeling fabulous, fabulous. Well,
right.
Carolyn, this has been so great. I am so happy that you came today. And tell me, tell everybody out there, how can they order the book? Is it Amazon or from your website? And how can they get it?
You know, they can get it anywhere, anywhere books are sold. So, you know, Amazon's obviously an easy, fast place, but they can go to their bookstore, you know, Barnes & Noble, anywhere it's available. And, you know, women write to me every day, ask questions, I respond. I'm the fairy bead mother, so
love it.
You know, they can check in at the website 40beads.com and email me from the website if you have any questions along the merry beading path.
Fabulous. Well, you are just wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll keep you posted on my beading experience.
Sounds great. Thanks, Meryl. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Carolyn. That was wonderful. Well, we're just going to take a quick little break here, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation on sex and the bedroom. So hold on a second.
Could you use some more organization in your life? Sure, we all could. But where to start? In the home? At work? With yourself? The answer is very likely yes, yes, and yes. Tune in to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. It's all about how to let go of the clutter in your life, from the personal issues to the physical spaces. Meryl and her guests will work on a different area to improve each week so you can take back control in your life. Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr.
Hello, everybody. Well, welcome back. And if you're just joining us, this is Meryl Starr, and you're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr on Blog Talk Radio. And the subject today is sex, relationships, and the bedroom. Every time I say it, I feel hot down there. Anyway, I have with me Dr. Shannon Chavitz. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Meryl.
How are you? And I have Carly Olson here. Carly, are you here too?
I'm here, Meryl. Thanks for having us.
Hey, girl. This is so great. This is actually the first time that there's three of us on the radio here. Thank you so much for waking up so early. or are you saying yourselves, well, you know, we're always up this early. I know you're on kind of like West Coast or Arizona time. Is it a two-hour difference?
We are 3 hours here in Arizona.
Right,
so
it's
pretty
now.
Bright and early over here.
Yeah, right. And I'm 2 hours in Denver, so I've been
right.
up for a little while.
It's all right. Oh, I am so glad you girls. What a fabulous, fabulous topic. And I just want to start, Shannon, if you could just, let's just talk about exactly what you do. I know I mentioned you're a psychologist and a sex therapist, and you specialize in, you know, women's health issues. Could you just tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I actually work at a clinic here in Gilbert, Arizona called She Sexual Health Experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with quite a bit of women dealing with everything from low libido, getting the spark back in their relationship, dealing with peri-postmenopausal issues, and looking to deal with relational issues. So I do work with quite a bit of couples as well, doing everything from helping them communicate better and things that they can do to bring intimacy back into the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. How many, you know, of your clients, what's the range of age that are having these issues right now in their relationships or with themselves?
Most of our clients are probably in their late 30s to 60s. So we have
wow.
a wide range of women dealing, I mean, some of them are post-baby dealing with, you know, how do I get my libido back? And other women are just looking to find their sexuality at different ages. So it really varies. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. I congratulate you on what you do. I think it is so important. It's just fabulous that you do that and that people feel so comfortable to, you know, come to you, and how you could you offer them such great advice. It's just wonderful. It really is. It's really
it
great.
It's great work and important work too. Most women don't know how important sexual health is until they actually come in, and you know, we normalize it and we tell them this is, you know, like the woman was saying before, 40 beads. These are issues that all women face. And it's just really important to make your sexual health a priority.
Yes, absolutely. And that, and going back to that, I think there are so many women out there that don't realize how important it is. We're just so busy these days with our children and our jobs and, you know, all these outside influences that, you know, there's women that are not focusing on their relationship. It really puts it on the back burner. And in my opinion, it should be right there, front and center.
Absolutely. I agree completely.
You know, I just want to switch a little bit. And Carly, you're an interior and graphic designer.
Yes, I am.
And a soon-to-be broker, correct?
Yes, I decided to. That real estate was kind of the missing piece in my quest for design. And so I'm currently pursuing that, and I work with clients on everything related to finding the perfect home. So I really, you know, I want to get my clients into the right home from the start that works for them in terms of space and light, stimuli, and their lifestyle. It's really an important thing, and it really, you know, has to do with their emotional health in the long run. So
absolutely,
I believe it's a really important thing.
Absolutely. And I love the fact, first of all, you girls know each other for years and years and years, correct?
Best friends for over 21 years. So we
BFFs.
I
love it. It's such a great story. It's such a great story. You guys know each other. And now you're coming together and you're putting your specialties together and you are creating a how-to book.
Yes, we are. We kind of created this whole brand called Designology, and we were talking about, you know, we always kind of collaborate and talk about our work together, and there's so much crossover between psychology therapy and interior design. So over time, we've been sharing ideas, and both of our fields really fascinate each other. So we said, why don't we put this together and create a whole series on books? So that's how it kind of came about.
I love it. It sounds really, it's exciting. And, of course, it's right up my alley because I believe that you need to have a clutter-free space, especially in the bedroom, for you to be intimate and for your relationship to flourish and for you to be happy. So it's just great that both of you are coming together from, you know, from a sex point of view and from an interior design point of view. It seems pretty pretty perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're really
start
excited.
With the bedroom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how far are you guys along with the book, just out of curiosity?
You know, we've been, I'd say in the past year, putting ideas together, and we'll send each other some concepts, or I'll be meeting with clients, and things will come up regarding the bedroom. We'll talk about some of the space and issues going on there, and then I'll kind of collaborate with Carly and say, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of your suggestions? And then we'll just come up with a whole chapter in one conversation. So we're piecing it all together, and I'm actually going to Miami in a couple of weeks for a Writing Sex for Success workshop. So we're going to actually submit it to editors and hopefully take it even further. So we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, I love that. Well, lots of luck with that. Lots of luck.
Thank you.
So one of the questions, what are some of the common barriers that the modern couple faces when living together for the first time?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest problems is overcoming, like, the joining of finances. So, like, in terms of interior design, I think, you know, one of my biggest pieces of advice that I give my clients is not to create extra financial stress by overspending on, like, designing your home together. You need to set a budget and stick to it because in my professional experience, there are design alternatives for all price points. So I challenge couples to think of it as a fun challenge to stay within their budget and create a great space for their home, or save up for that special purchase, because it's not worth it to create stress in your relationship for something such as a sofa or curtains or an area rug. It's more important to, you know, be on the same page together in terms of finances. And then the other main thing is to learn to incorporate both partners' tastes into your new living space, because collaborating on a living space together is going to create the best result that's going to make both of you feel wonderful in your home and promote a healthy relationship and feel emotionally stable, like you have your own retreat from the world. So I think sticking to a budget and learning to collaborate are probably the two most important things that, you know, a modern couple can really do to have a great home space.
And really, there are things that you can do and really not spend a lot of money. I mean, you can go out and, you know, repaint the walls, and you can spend, you know, maybe $100 on paint and redo that yourself. Or even invest in, you know, something as simple as, you know, candles or a new set of sheets, and that really changes everything up.
Yeah, and like you said too, was in the previous interview, you mentioned clutter, and that's a very, very, very important thing. Just simply cleaning your room and getting rid of the clutter and making your bed and taking that extra couple minutes of effort really makes a huge difference in your psychology within your space.
Yes, it does. And I've had many, many, many clients where I walk into the bedroom and it is just like a storage room, really. And even if it has a nice decoration and feel to it, with all the clutter in it, it just can't really feel good. It's too heavy. It's too negative.
Yeah, too heavy and dusty. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, environmental effects of having clutter around too that people are unaware of. So if they're having problems sleeping or anything like that, the first thing I would suggest would be get rid of the clutter, do a really good deep clean of the room, clean everything up, wash everything, and you'll feel a lot better.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So, Shannon, how does design impact the work you do as a sex therapist?
I think, you know, a lot of couples come in and they say, you know, we're not communicating well, we're not being intimate. We're in these routines in our relationship, and we don't spend enough time together. So in the assessment, the first thing I ask them is, well, when, you know, what's your schedules like? When are you spending time together? What is your time where you're intimate? And usually they'll say, oh, at the end of the day, we're both exhausted. We, you know, jump into bed, and we're usually too tired to spend time together. So one of the things I have them do is look at, you know, if your bedroom space is where you're at together at the end of the day and intimate, make that space a space that's comfortable and that promotes intimacy and not only sleep. So a good balance between the two. So I'll usually have them tell me what their bedroom is like. Sometimes couples will say, you know, we have two kids in the middle of us all the time, or I have one client that has five dogs in bed with them, and her partner are always complaining about not having enough time to be intimate. And I said, you have all these furry little bodies in between you. So one of the first things I have them do is really create intimacy rituals or things that they can do, spending at least anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour together before bed. And like you were saying, lighting candles, putting music on, creating a really comfortable and relaxing space together, and then spending that time together at the end of the day the best they can, quality time.
Which is great. And do you ever suggest, you know, like little games or watching videos or whatever else, buying certain sex toys? I'm sure that those are recommendations that you make to some of your clients, correct?
Right, I do. I try to make the bedroom a play space, a comfortable, relaxing space, and to have things in the bedroom that they would want to use to promote intimacy together. So a lot of the things we do is look at ways to evoke the senses. So whether it's candles or lighting or color, color is really, really important. I think it's one of the things that Carly and I talk quite a bit about is the colors in the bedroom really affect mood.
Yes.
So some couples will say we have this, you know, bright orange wall or these really loud curtains, and it always feels, you know, I always feel like I have something to do in my bedroom, and I always think about, you know, my to-do list, and I can never get really comfortable. So if they soften and sort of create some calming colors, it really affects mood and it helps them relax a bit, and then get a little bit more present so they can connect with their partner and do different types of intimacy, whether it be games or I do a lot of sensual focus, so whether it be massage or little playful exercises where they're just connecting, it really makes a big difference.
I think so, and I totally agree with that. And, you know, it's interesting how much I've been reading that everybody says to remove the TV. You know,
yes, get it out of there.
I know. You know, it's a distraction, I understand. And, you know, it blocks the energy that's needed for a good connection together. But it's amazing because I think almost everybody has a television in their bedroom.
Right. I hear a lot from couples, oh, it helps me go to sleep or
right.
It becomes sort of a, you know, a ritual, again, a habit
mm-hmm.
of what you do before bed. So one of the first things we do as well is making your sleep ritual different. If it's usually, you know, lay in bed, watch my two shows, fall asleep, we look at other ways that they can change that up, and it usually helps improve sleep. Once they take the TV out and they change their sleep ritual, they say, wow, I actually got a full 8 hours, and I woke up refreshed, so it makes a big difference, too.
It's fabulous.
And one of the things that I would recommend for a couple that's trying to get more intimacy and has to have that TV in their space, because I do work with a lot of clients, they
mm-hmm.
have to have that TV. It's more of a comfort thing than anything.
Right.
I suggest that if they have the space to create a small area, maybe get a small sofa or settee or two lounge chairs, something that brings them intimately together in terms of watching TV, making it a little more separated from the actual bed. So you could still go in and go into your bedroom and enjoy watching TV on a small little sofa together with a great little ottoman where you can curl up and have some tea and just
oh,
relax
I love that.
Together. So.
I love that. That is so great. That's so great. You know, just to change it up a little bit, I was reading that the number of calories, you know, everybody's so interested in burning calories, you could burn like 200 calories during a 30-minute, you know, sexual intercourse encounter. You know, what are your thoughts on that? Is it really 200 calories?
That is absolutely true. Sex is one of the most underrated forms of exercise, and we talk about that quite a bit in sex therapy. It has all types of health benefits. It improves circulation. It's good for heart health. And, yes, it's definitely a good form of exercise. So I always tell couples, you know, sex is the best way to get in that 30 minutes that you couldn't do during the day, going to the gym. So, yes, sex
there
for exercise.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All of
that's
you
our favorite form of exercise, actually.
Totally. Let's start burning, baby. Come on. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You know, another thing that I read is that that as far as the number of minutes, the average number of minutes that couples spend on foreplay is like, you know, like 20 minutes. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Is it maybe it's between 10 and 20 minutes? Is there a right number? Is there something that we should start thinking about that with foreplay?
Oh, I think that's even a high number from what I hear. And it again
mm-hmm.
goes back into rituals and habits. And most couples think of foreplay only as certain acts that lead to intercourse. But
mm-hmm.
we look at foreplay in my practice more as, you know, anything that promotes connection before sexual intimacy. So it can be
right.
foreplay can be a nice dinner together. Foreplay can be a nice relaxing bath. And so what I usually have couples do is I have them make a list of foreplay ideas. And when they have to actually put some thought and creativity into it, they come up with all these amazing ways that they can connect. And then I'll have them share it together, and then they come up with, you know, they'll start laughing and creating all these great ways that they can connect before being intimate. So some couples come up with, you know, giving each other a massage or you know, taking a walk together, body paint. I mean, I hear all types
body
of ideas.
Paint.
But
wow.
Body paint. I think
that would be creative.
Yeah.
I know. That
I
sounds
think,
good. I'm thinking chocolate pudding and whipped cream.
Absolutely. We have this stuff called a sweet honey. It's a really nice, it's a sweet-tasting honey, and it's great for different types of erotic play.
Oh, I love it. Oh, man, that is really great. So, you know, the other thing that I was reading, Shannon, on your site, that this month, was like International Clitoris Awareness. No, this week. What is that? I mean, I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of that. It's National Masturbation Month. I've never heard of these things. It's great.
May is one of the busiest months around, I'm telling you. We have, yeah, National Masturbation Month, International Clitoris Awareness Week, which I think is amazing because most women don't really know much about the clitoris as far as the full anatomy, its full function. And as women, we should really celebrate. We are the only ones with an organ designed only for sexual pleasure. So we are very lucky in that sense. So I'm really happy that there is awareness for this wonderful organ.
Totally. Listen, ladies, we need to be really grateful for that. That's pretty awesome. You know, and then I was thinking for both of you, I had an idea. Would you consider, you know, adding a chapter or talking about clearing the clutter in your space so you can be intimate? So you might want to add maybe 10 tips. I'd be more than willing to help you out with that. But it really starts with clearing the clutter. So that might be something that you want to add in there.
Right. Yeah, I like the idea of clearing the clutter, you know, in your mind and in your space. So it definitely goes along with our designology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because there is such a ritual, too, to clearing the clutter. It's not even just about clearing the clutter. It's the act of doing it kind of can feel, make you feel, you know, kind of, I don't know if purified is the right word, but it kind of cleanses your system and makes you ready for any type of changes, whether it be small changes in your bedroom or, you know, changes in your love life that you're trying to create. I just think the act of doing certain things that are positive, even something simple like cleaning, is really, you know, emotionally connected.
Absolutely, especially when we're doing that together. It is a joint effort, and anything we can do together on this front is important and moving and something that we all need to, you know, to think about. So, wow, I'm so glad that you girls were here today, but I know that everybody's going to want to ask more, want more questions. So please, both of you, just tell everybody out there how they can get in touch with you.
All right. I actually have a blog that is called Women's Resource for Sexual Health, and it's at femalesexualhealth.wordpress.com. And Carly and I are going to be blogging and talking quite a bit as our book gets further in development, so they can reach us both there as well as Carly.
Yes, you can reach us also via carlyolson.com. We'll be giving regular updates. Also, you know, in my pastime, I like to, you know, work with Pinterest and create boards and stuff like that. So you can also look us up on Pinterest and kind of get an idea of some of the fun design and creative things that we are looking at while we are in the process of writing this great book. So.
Fabulous. But it really sounds so exciting, and it's so important. I love that you guys are collaborating together and putting this together, and I love the term designology. I think it's fabulous, and I look forward to getting a copy of the book and having you girls come back on.
Sounds great.
Oh,
thanks so much,
Marilyn. We'd love to talk to you about some of your clutter tips. That would be really great, and I think, you know, it's definitely important.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you, girls, and until we connect again, have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks,
all right,
Meryl.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was a really great show. What fabulous guests and what great, great information. So thank you to all of you, Carolyn, Carly, and Shannon. Thank you so much. All the great ideas and tips. And, of course, thanks to all of you for tuning in. Each week, we always focus on real issues with real people. And if you need to make a change in any aspect of your life, you're in the right place. As always, I look forward to hearing from you, whether you're calling on the phone or emailing me. Love all the stories and the questions. Everything is always welcome. And don't forget, you can also purchase and download my ebooks, the Home Organizing Workbook and the Personal Organizing Workbook. They're filled with fabulous information, and they're available on Amazon and iTunes. Also, please follow me on Twitter. It's Meryl Starr, M-E-R-Y-L-S-T-A-R-R-R. S-T-A-R-R? What did I give myself an extra R? Anyway, if you know somebody that would like to hear this week's or any week's show, they're always available on my Blog Talk Radio homepage. So I urge you to keep listening as we tackle life situations and learn how to remove the clutter in every aspect of our lives. My goal is to help you to make a positive change in your life. Tune in each week as I focus on you. Until next time, keep it simple.